Luke 14:11 humbles himself. I want to talk to you about godly humility. In the book of Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 14, we see Jesus telling a parable about taking the lowly place. Let's read verses 7 through 11 together. The Bible says, "So he," that's Jesus, "told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, 'When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him.'" Verse 9, "And he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give place to this man,' and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Jesus is giving us wise counsel on staying humble. We are to be a people of godly humility. We are to follow the example of Christ himself. What was that example, and what is godly humility? It's in serving others. If you look back to Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 28, we see that greatness is found in serving other people. The Bible tells us that the mother of Zebedee's sons, who were James and John, approaches Jesus and asks him if her two sons can sit at the right hand and the left hand of Jesus in his kingdom. Jesus basically tells her that he cannot grant her request. However, let's look at verses 26 through 28. Jesus says, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man," catch this, "did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. We are to follow this kind of example. Back to our parable in Luke chapter 14, Jesus is warning us to take the lowly place. Why? Because when we grow to expect to be honored, we are setting ourselves up for pride. The Bible talks in great detail about the dangers of pride. Now, one last point that I want you to get. The humility that Jesus is talking about here in Luke chapter 14 and Matthew chapter 20 is godly humility. We are to be humble and serve others, to put others above us. This is kingdom humility. Godly humility is not self-mutilation and self-oppression. What do I mean? When I was growing up, I was taught that I needed to stay humble. Yes, the Bible teaches that. But the manner in which I was taught to humble myself was through negative self-mutilation and oppression. I was taught that being humble was speaking a bunch of negative curses over myself. I grew up feeling like a worm. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall," was constantly being thrown in my face. As I would begin to excel in academics and athletics, negative words would be spoken over me, and words that I'd speak over myself in an attempt to keep myself humble. Well, in reality, it mutilated and oppressed me. I hope that you can see the difference between godly and ungodly humility. Let's pray this through right now together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I forever break off and renounce ungodly words that were spoken over me by others and myself. I am set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, please help me to have a godly humility, putting others before me, serving others' needs, and loving with unconditional love. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.